Hi, this is Bobby Lee from Mad TV. Yes.
Yo, what's up? This is Pauly Shore, San Diego. You're listening to my sister's radio station, Sandy Seashore. Check it out.
Thank you for joining us worldwide. It's time to fix what ails you. And everyone knows that laughter is the best medicine. So we've gone right to the first family of comedy, to the lady who wrote the book, Sandy Seashore. Yes, that's her real name. Only a comedian would name their kid Sandy Seashore. Well, what do you expect when your family owns the world-famous comedy store? If laughter's the best medicine, well, then Sandy, she's Dr. Feelgood. Hey, thanks for being here. Tonight, Sandy will check in with the world-famous comedy store to find out who's on stage and hear the inside story of what's really happening backstage and on the Hollywood Strip. She'll help you laugh and learn with some real news. And of course, hide the dog biscuits because Sonny Shore is on the loose. He's smarter than Lassie and looks better than Ren-10-10. And this is one dog that knows his comedy. And now, here's the seashore that's not in your geography book. A lady with so much talent, she's worldwide at sandyshore.com. Welcome to Happy Hour with Sandy Seashore.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. It's Sandy Seashore, and, of course, it's happy hour. Trying to be happy, right? Tonight we have, again, Stuart's Wordload, taking your dream phone calls for any dream analysis, and Tommy, the town coordinator from the Comedy Store, with the latest scoop. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I've just been kind of lazy lately.
Yeah?
Yep, it's Thursday already.
I know, isn't that something?
Yep, it just keeps coming. The weeks keep rolling by.
Yeah, they are.
It's a real political atmosphere. Mitt Romney was out here today in San Diego.
Yeah, they got their big debate coming up on tonight at the Kodak Theater.
I just don't think, you know, I don't know. Somehow I think the voting thing's fixed. I think they already know.
Feel right to me, but I don't know. To me, Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee way outweigh to the Americans what John McCain is about, but yet John McCain is mysteriously winning every poll. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's hooked to the establishment. He's a guy that's in with the people that are already there, so no one will lose their job except for a couple of the figurehead jobs that they change, you know?
I don't trust the process at all.
Nah.
I haven't in years.
And Barack Obama is just going to make a good showing, which they'll probably consider him for another year. But I think that they're just going to.
By the way, who's going to be Hillary's vice president?
Well, that's what I had hoped would happen. Would have been Hillary and Barack.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would have taken care of, you know, two things at once. It would have had a woman in charge and a man of African American descent, as well as Muslim religion in the thing. Wouldn't that take care of a lot of things in one stroke?
Yeah, sure would.
Make everybody happy, and they'd be like, oh, my God, finally. And Hillary's white, so that still makes the white quota. See what I mean? It's like it pleases every single everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but there's been too much, you know, there's been
positioning,
stuff going on between them.
She's been positioning herself for this for many, many years.
Yeah.
My friend told me years and years ago that she was going to run for president, and I felt that too. But, I mean, what does a president do? They just... job. Can you imagine what a headache that would be?
Well, I expect that. They go in and they do things, but it's still over a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
The way a lot of people believe it is, I mean, honestly, and it's not like just something out of a movie, but ever since John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it's been more of a group of people that are in charge.
By the way, who's president of the Comedy Store?
President of the Comedy Store is Mitzi Shore.
Right, this president.
Well, you know, your brother Paulie's having his big birthday party here tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
Yeah, well, tomorrow at midnight, it's his birthday. His birthday is February 1st.
Yeah, the big 4-0.
Big 4-0.
So he's going to have a lot of people there.
There'll be a lot of people, playmates, celebrities, rock stars.
I was going to say a lot of greasy people, but I didn't want to insult him. Being raised in Hollywood, his value system is a little warped.
He's had an interesting life. I've listened to him talk about it and your mom talk about it and how he was programmed as a person, and it was an interesting ride.
Program? What does that mean, program?
Like what he was going through while he was being raised. He was being watched by comics. He was a cook at the Westwood store. He was exposed to all kinds of crazy things.
And he was a skateboarder.
Sam Kinison's taking him into strip bars when he's 14, see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So these things all formed who he is.
Right.
And even you, I know you're ashore, but you and Scotty were raised almost differently than they were.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mom was in the midst of the Comedy Store and all that stuff, while Scotty and Paul, while Peter and Polly were growing up, you and Scotty grew up as, I don't know what the deal was with you guys.
Well, you know, it was a little different. We didn't have, so much exposure as far as the internet goes.
Was your mom an at-home mom? What was she like?
She was not home.
Well,
the Comedy Store started, she started the office in her house.
Wow.
And that Chris McKinney was the secretary. I can't remember. I remember her name. She used to date David Letterman.
Wow.
Isn't that funny? What's going on at the store now? Anything lately?
No, we're getting ready. The Vince Vaughn Wild West Comedy Tour is coming out here in a few weeks. So Vince Vaughn himself has been in here like three nights a week lately. And the four comics from here, which you're all familiar with, John Caparulo, Brett Ernst, Ahmed Ahmed, and then, of course, Sebastian, who is your student.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the guys.
You know,
have a first look on HBO right now. And, I mean, people can exclusively see these people here. And then for anybody listening that's down in the La Jolla, San Diego area, each one of them come one at a time down there and headline all the time.
I know. They're great shows. I was telling you, Naveed, I had Naveed on early when I first started this radio show.
Yeah.
Naveed Mahboob, he's from India.
Right.
So he went over to India, and he was like a smash success.
Yeah.
He it's phenomenal because I think he's going to open the first comedy club in India.
Well, that's great.
And there, he said he did like five newspapers and radio and TV, and he said he was a mini sensation out there. And the ex-president of India was in the audience, and he made a huge impression. And his material is very clean. I always teach people in my class to work clean. You get further that way. And I'm really proud of him that he's opening up a whole new, path for India.
Right.
You know, crowded India. There, by the way, my students that I have from India are the best students. It's interesting how different cultures have different, reverence for teaching.
Right.
India considers teachers almost like godlike. They respect them. And in Japan, the teachers are revered. Mm-hmm. It's only like in the U.S. that they seem to be on the bottom, bottom.
You know why? Because of the way we look at people. We know they don't make much money.
Isn't that awful?
So they look at teachers like they're substandard, but yet we need them.
That's our value system is messed up. Everything, every time you turn around, buy, there's all these commercials everywhere. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Buy.
Well, that's what they want you to do. What do you think they want to give us money back for us to put
away
to
help
in our
China.
Savings account? They want
China's
spend
gonna
it.
China's probably going to loan us the money.
Yeah, it's just to reinvigorate the economy.
To get China back.
It's all about math. We're a bunch of ants. If one person spends this, it adds up to this. Just like when you're in the, well, here we go. So we go to raise the drinks at the Comedy Store a year ago, right?
Right.
And Dean's like, and he says to me, because, we were on the calculator.
You what?
We were on the calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how much one quarter will add up to a year? And I already knew because I've been in this business a long time. I said about $10,000 a year. He goes, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Do you see what I'm saying? So one quarter in a comedy club adds up to $10,000 a year. What is $100? If every American will spend $100, which is what their goal is, or $200,
mm-hmm.
How much more will that go into the cash? That's billions, right? Because
what
are
you
going to
do with your money?
Here. Hmm?
What are you going to do with your money?
Me? Oh. pay the bills, right?
Exactly, pay the bills. So
I just live simply. That way I don't get a headache.
La Jolla this week?
La Jolla is good this week. We have headlining down there, Brian Callen. He is from Mad TV. He's in a lot of movies, actually. He's a really working actor, and he's a strong comic. and he's going to be down there. And then middling the show down there is Sean Pawlowski.
Okay.
One of your mom's favorites, and she was just on Chelsea Lately. I saw her last night on Chelsea Lately.
Actually. Oh, I love Chelsea.
And, yeah, me too.
Chelsea
and,
Handler, she's great.
Yep.
She's great.
Well, that's why she has her own TV show, right?
Mm-hmm. She's very talented.
Mm-hmm. And she's very funny. She just talks straight across to people, exactly how she feels.
Is Chelsea, she hasn't been down here in a long time.
No, I talked to her about it, but she's too busy.
Right.
What I did is right after a show went on the first day, I called and she actually answered the phone. And I just said, Chelsea, I just wanted to tell you that I watched the show and I really like it. It's great, and I'm really happy for you. And she's like, thanks, Tommy. And I said, listen, you know, I'm, of course, working out here, but if you ever want to go down to La Jolla, you got to, you know, let me know, and I'd love to book you down there. And she goes, oh, if I get a free weekend, I'll let you know. That was the last time I talked to her about it.
Yeah, everybody has their time when, you know, and then that's how it goes, you know.
Really, honestly, Brian Callen, who's headlining down there, goes on Chelsea more than almost anybody. She has Brian on all the time.
Really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So she has
like
John Caparulo from here. It was probably the best comic in the country.
Kind of like me having Stewart on the show every week.
Yeah.
Who would you say the best comic in the country
is? John Caparulo.
Mm. Yes. Why would you say he's the best?
Because he reaches out into the masses. The people, all people, all sizes, all looks, all colors, all creeds, they all relate to what he's saying.
And
Mitzi says he's Americana.
Oh.
The reason she wanted him to say and change his name to John Campi instead of John Caparulo. She said his name sounds too ethnic because you wouldn't even know he's Italian. He doesn't even remotely give you that feeling at all.
By the way, changing the subject, do you sense something big's coming?
What do you mean?
Like some big changes are coming, happening. I'm sensing something really big is getting ready to happen.
Well, one of the big things you're doing is, you know, they're getting rid of, beginning in 2009, no longer will someone be able to turn their TV on when antenna wire is hanging out and get stations.
Oh.
Every single television will be hooked up to cable or the satellite or something.
And they're doing this border thing now down here where you have to have your ID to get through the border or something.
Oh, yeah.
Your national ID. Already.
The best way to do the borders is the way they're thinking of doing it is electronically. It's versus building some wall that makes it look like we're inside a fort.
And what do you mean? Just like flash cars?
They have a technology to put out laser wire things. So if anything tries to cross it, it can either electrocute you or it can not kill you, but you know what I mean?
Really?
Oh, yeah. We have the technology for that stuff.
Oh, my God. And then if animals go through, they're going to get hurt.
Well, animals are smart. They don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't.
Speaking of animals, see?
Yeah.
Good timing.
Sonny's great.
He's protecting. He's doing his little doggy thing. Wow. Well, I think we're up for a really a year full of major changes in lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. That's the reason that the Kennedys came forward about Barack Obama. Is they're like, you want to get a change, then get this, what is he, 39 or 40? Get this guy in here. And get them all, you know. Then when they got behind him, it was a big thing because it was a reminder of everyone of Jack Kennedy, how we had all these stuffy presidents with old things, and here comes this 42-year-old guy, Irish Catholic, which back then was like, why would you ever let an Irish Catholic in the, you know what I mean?
That's old school. Well.
Well, yeah, but it changes each time.
Mm-hmm. And then, how is the business people going out? Well, people love comedy.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Last weekend, with all the rain and everything, we were still very busy.
Yep.
People need their comedy. They need to come out and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Really try to project out. Everyone is. A lot of people are. That's what the Vince Vaughn Wild West Comedy Tour will talk about, is the art, the craft of stand-up comedy. Go experience it. It is not experienceable in the same way by watching it on television. You have to feel it.
I'll tell you, there's nothing like a great comedian.
They lighten your whole mood more than a play, more than anything, because you just get your soul lifted up. You laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to go through all the emotions, fear, you know, all these other things, but laughter is the healer.
And it's also the common language on the whole planet.
Yeah, it is. Many people can laugh together. It's great.
Well, we're going to bring Stewart on the show again.
Okay, great.
People can call in for dream analysis tonight. If you know anybody there that wants their dreams analyzed, call into the show.
We should have Polly call.
Where is Polly? Is he downstairs?
No, he's not here yet.
Oh, what time does the party start?
Starts at 9, bruh.
9 in the middle of the week?
On a Thursday. What are you talking about? Friday's a No one cares about Friday.
Is it? So what does everybody do? Just go to the main. We have, by the way, anybody listening, we have three rooms.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna have his party in the main room, obviously.
The main room and the belly room. You've got the
and
guys out
taking
there
over.
With the headsets and the black suits, just like a Hollywood party with the clipboard and the whole thing.
Oh my God! And then. Oh, are they going to have any, is this music or
a lot of celebrities are coming and stuff. I can't even tell you all of them. I know a lot of them. I know Chris Kattan's going to be here, Nick Schwartzen, a couple rock bands.
And what am I doing? I'm down in San Diego.
You're down in San Diego doing your radio show.
Yeah, that's
Sandy,
right.
If you and I were up here together, we wouldn't go to that. We'd go out and eat somewhere and talk.
That's true. I'd have my dog with me, too.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a party. Cool. And
so
we both know Holly's crossing a line. He's coming into the age of wisdom now, 40.
Right.
That's actually a good thing for human beings. You know, people dread, think they dread it. It's nothing to dread. Those of us, anybody listening out there that's over 40, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like making it past a line. Like, oh, my God, I made it that far.
That's true.
Without incident.
That's true. Or a lot of incidents, but got through it. Don't know how you got through it.
People in their 20s, they're crazy. My mom used to say, when you make it to 30, you ought to wipe the sweat off your forehead that you lived that long.
Oh, I think the 20s and the teens, it's all just about hormones. That's all.
That's crazy.
And people do stupid things.
Yep.
Based on emotions. And then now...
I'm going to go down and set up your brother's party.
All right. Tell him happy birthday. Okay, I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thanks, Tommy.
Goodbye.
Okay, so we'll be right back with Stuart Wardlow. This is Sandy Shore. You're listening to Happy Hour. Happy Thursday, everyone. And stay tuned. Ta-da! Seth, take it away.
You're listening to Happy Hour. No, not that kind of happy hour. The lighten up and smile kind of happy hour. More with Sandy and Sunny Shore in a minute. People visit websites with a goal in mind. To learn more. To buy a product or service. To be convinced or reassured about something, to register for information, or for any number of other reasons. By understanding your customers' goals and motivations, we can create an intuitive experience to match. In an ever-changing online environment, new trends, technologies, and expectations demand that your website be interactive and constantly updated. Customers want to see new information, news, reviews, product and services, success stories, blog entries, press releases, pictures, and so much more. To keep up with the rapid pace of technological change and customer expectations, Creative Momentum offers a full suite of web tools and ideas to enhance your online image. Visit our website at creativemomentum.net for more information on all affordable services we offer. That's creativemomentum.net. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Sandy and Sunny Shore. If you want to find out more about comedy, visit sandyshore.com. And now, here's the lady that wrote the book on comedy, Secrets to Stand-Up Success, best-selling author and comedy coach, Sandy C. Shore. Oh, yeah, and Sunny.
And it's Happy Hour at Sandy Shore, and I have Stuart Wardlow on the line. Stuart, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
This is the Stuart and Sandy show now.
That's right. That's right.
And I was just talking to Tommy, and Polly's having a big birthday party up on the Sunset Club.
Ah.
With all the Hollywood people.
I did not get an invitation.
Neither did I. He doesn't, you know, it's like one of those, you hear it through other people kind of families.
My gosh.
Okay, quick weather report. Give us a quick weather report.
Okay, it's 19 degrees, and we're under a winter storm warning for 12 inches of snow tonight and tomorrow.
Is the cold seep through your walls or what?
Well, you mean my personal body or the house?
No, the house.
Oh, the house. No, the house is very well insulated. I, however, am not.
Okay. Yeah, you keep bringing that up every week. We're gonna. I think my dog's jumping all. I think we should jump right into the dream analysis phone
okay.
call. Why don't we do that? And if people, Stuart's website expansions.com, expansions, expansions.com. Okay, let's take a first caller. Hi, who's calling? My dog is doing.
Wow.
He's like biting me. Okay. Okay. Well, that's professional.
Well, I told you not to wear peanut butter.
No, I don't. We had a caller wait. Oh, there we go. Hi, what's your name?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Martha.
Okay. Can you hear her?
I cannot hear her.
Okay. Can you talk louder?
Hi, my name is Martha.
Okay.
A
little
loud.
I wonder if they can hear it okay over the internet or it's just our connection.
I don't know, but I it's all muffled to me.
Okay. Seth at the radio station, hello, hello, BBS Radio, can you see if you can up the volume on this call? We're back. That was a little quick segue. We're just trying to get the caller's volume up. Hi, who's calling?
Hi.
Hi. Can you talk louder?
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Martha.
And where are you calling from?
Toronto.
Oh, we're wonderful.
Oh, I know you, Martha.
Yeah.
What's the temperature like up there?
Sorry? Oh, it's kind of retarded. Very, very weird. We're supposed to have a big snowstorm tomorrow.
You guys are near each other then.
Yeah, we're next door to Toronto.
So you have a dream you want to talk to Stuart about?
Ahead. There was a very weird dream. I never dreamt really about aliens or spaceships or anything, but it started off in an auto shop, and there were some people arguing, a small cat that scratched me, and basically it was like the humans were with the aliens working together, and I saw a scenery happen on a ship where a woman, like her fetus was taken out from her womb and she was in pieces and like freaking out and she wanted to be put back together. It was very disturbing. And after that, there was like this other alien race which was invisible, and they came out of their hiding and there was like kind of a battle between the two, and it really turns out that humans were just the pawns in between kind of thing. And it was very disturbing. I never had a dream about aliens or anything like that before. Not that I recall, but, yeah.
Okay. You know, those of you who know my work know that I talk a lot about programming and mind control. And very often when a person does have programming issues, about 70% of the dream state is programming dreams, and 30% then are what we call normal or oversoul dreams. But Marta, what you're describing there sounds very much like the typical abduction experiences that people would have, and it is very possible that you did have such an experience. However, from a dream perspective, this would represent going into the virtual world of the programming matrix in the mind, and what you experience, the aliens and the woman being abducted, etc., that could very well have been alters within your programming matrix that were being cycled through, and then you were realizing this as a scenario in this virtual world of the matrix. So when this happens, I do tell people to mentally go back into the scene, flush everything with the color violet to filter and protect it, and then use the brown merger symbol that you can find in my Hyperspace Helper book and on my website, and that will reintegrate the pieces of the personality that are fragmented and are part of the programming scenario. So that's what I would do with that dream.
Like within the dream state?
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
Like while I'm dreaming this?
Oh, no, of course not, because you won't be in the presence of mind to do that. But now that you remember the dream, I would go into a visualization and conjure up those scenes again. But this time, you're going to flush and merge them and reintegrate that into your personality so that the fragmentation isn't there anymore.
How do you know the difference between a programmed dream or, you said like you're giving percentages?
Yeah, because when you first of all, as I've mentioned on the show before, just about the whole world is programmed now because of satellite transmission, cell towers, etc. It's just a question of intensities and degrees. And when a person is programmed, the mind has to cycle through the programming process and all the different fragmentation personalities.
But how do you know what's programmed and what's not? Because we're just in this one reality here in our conscious day-to-day.
You can tell from the symbolism in the dreams when a person has abduction-type dreams, alien dreams, giving birth, that kind of thing, different species of aliens that were mentioned. That usually is a sign of a programming dream. There is a program called Green Star, which is very common, which is about alien abduction, contact, that kind of thing, and is leading even into staged alien invasion scenarios, which are coming up now in the dream state. A lot of people tell me they dream about alien invasions and wars on the Earth from above and that kind of thing.
So someone sits behind a computer and just programs the satellites and then beams it down?
Well, not quite as simple as that. These are programs that have been established for quite a bit of time now. And yes, they do transmit it from ground stations on Earth up to satellites. And then they target an area or sometimes a very large area. And it's between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. especially during the night when most people are asleep. And then you perceive it as a dream, as an abduction, that kind of thing.
Does that answer your question?
Thank you for your time.
I'm having a really bad connection.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Stuart, it's hard to, wrap my brain around the concept of the program. I could see being programmed watching TV and the subliminal messages. I can see that, but, as far as the human species, it's just so odd what's going on. It's just odd.
What you're mentioning about the TV, radio, that kind of thing, that is part of the overall program, but what you're describing on a TV, that's called imprinting.
Okay.
And what the imprinting does, it's telling you what you should be wearing, what you should be eating, how you should be living. It's trying to standardize everybody so that they all are under the same umbrella of the programming.
So I had a dream of, it was like this giant, huge monster spider that it was actually friendly looking, and it was like it was very colorful, and it had a personality kind of to it. And I was like, I'm scared of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it bit me or something, and it made this big circle on my back, and then I stepped on it and I squished it.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, that's not a program. That's a regular dream.
Okay, that was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and that would be about webs of deceit. When we dream about spiders, we're dreaming about something that's deceitful in our life that we feel threatened by. But the good part of the dream is that you were able to overcome it by stepping on the spider.
I squished it. Do we have another caller on the line?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you, Stuart. Who's calling?
I'm calling from Windsor, Canada. My name is Radha.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Stuart,
I have a question for Stuart.
How far is that? Where in Canada is that? I have no idea.
You know where is Detroit?
No.
Yeah, it's right. It's about 3 hours from me.
Okay.
Is that 3 hours from you?
I'm on the west side of Michigan.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking. I know where is where you're at. That's just across the Detroit city.
Yeah.
Are you also getting a big snowstorm?
I guess we're going to have, we preparing ourselves. it's pretty ugly here, cold and windy. And
where are you from? I mean, were you born there?
I can't hear you.
Oh, because you have an accent.
Yeah, I'm from Europe.
Oh, okay.
I'm an immigrant with seniority here.
What part of Europe are you from?
From Serbia.
Wow, isn't it cold over there?
Not today or last few days. They have pretty mild weather.
I always
talk
about
it was very cold before, but now they have pretty mild weather.
So
Nikola Tesla was from Serbia.
Pardon me?
Nikola Tesla was from Serbia.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he was Serbian. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
We are all proud of Nikola Tesla. He's a big name in my country.
Yeah.
Stuart, that's also, you're very much ingrained in Europe yourself.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about a dream with Stuart?
Actually, Stuart, I can't have any dreams. I have a big problem, and I was thinking even to come to see her. But I have a big problem with this elf sound pounding in my ears.
Yeah.
And my ears started to hurt lately.
Is that like a ringing in the ear?
Ringing. I mean, constantly. 24 hours.
Yeah. That's also very common with microwave pulses and ELF transmissions.
Yeah, but it seems like color doesn't help anymore, or I'm not using.
What about playing music really loud, then it washes it out? That's what I do with my ringing.
I don't hear Stuart very good.
Well, are you using the violet protection?
I do, and it worked for a while, Stuart, and I don't know what's going on now. It doesn't work, and I tried so many times during the day, and this ringing is getting worse and worse.
What about that machine, Stuart, we talked about last week that your friend made?
I miss this.
Yeah. That is a person that is in the northern part of Michigan, in the UP.
Yeah?
That's like a whole other show to do. But, Radha, what I would tell you to do is, from what you're describing,
yeah.
I would say that this is actually coming internally from you. It could be a programming sabotage. It could be what they call a programming punishment. And it could actually have been causing nerve damage in the inner ear. So what I would suggest is... if possible, to get some organic castor oil and put
I have castor oil. I do have.
Have you put it inside the ear to let it coat the nerves?
I was actually putting organic olive oil.
Uh-huh.
But maybe I should massage with castor oil.
Yeah, I would do the castor oil because it's a lot more powerful than regenerating and coating the nerves.
Okay.
And try that, and then, of course, you do one ear at a time, and then you put a cotton a ball in there to hold it in there for a bit of time.
Okay.
And that should make a difference. Also, Radha, if you have my book, A Healer's Handbook.
Yes, I do.
In there, you know, there is that visualization called a dial. And what you can do is actually visualize the dial in the ear and turn it to off so that the sound goes off.
Okay.
And see if that will help you as well.
So it's pretty much the world is mental, right, Stuart?
Yeah.
Stuart, how many times a day I should take castor oil?
I would start with 2 times, maybe in the morning and again in the evening.
Okay.
And then see how it's working for you. Ultimately, you probably would only need it then in the evening before you go to bed.
Okay.
And it probably, give it a good 3 to 5 days to, you know, to see how it works.
Because it
may not stop immediately, but it might take 3 to 5 days.
Oh, okay, I'll try this, and I hope it, and plus, I'll do my colors, too.
Okay, yes, always still do the violet as a protection anyway.
Yeah, but I just don't know why it doesn't work now.
I'm thinking it's coming internally.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Because I already feel the pain.
Yeah,
well,
remember...
isn't our planet changing so much, Stuart, that, like, our magnetics and... so many changes are going on that, because I have high-pitched ringing in my ear all the time that doesn't turn off now, too.
Well, a lot of people are so sensitive that they're picking up the magnetic waves of the Earth.
I think we're having big Earth changes, I mean, big time.
Well,
and
yeah,
I think,
especially where you live.
Yeah, and I, thanks, Stuart. And then by the way, part of our cliff fell off today right in La Jolla near my brother's house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, part of it just eroded and fell into the whatever. Boom,
yeah.
It fell down. So it's like, thank you, caller, so much.
Thank you both, and Stuart, I wish you all the best, and to your kid all the best. I hear that he's okay now.
Thank you. Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so this high-pitched ringing in the ear, I mean, I'm sure everyone's here. I mean, anyone that listens to themselves is hearing this.
I have that as well.
Okay.
And I write about it where you see, it depends what the source is. It can be external, it can be internal. And so very often, I know for me, I'm picking up the magnetic waves on the Earth, and if there's an earthquake somewhere or a volcanic eruption, it gets louder for me.
I'm feeling that really strongly, and I'm not like saying, I can, you know, tell these things, but as a human, if we listen to our bodies tell us what's going on. I don't know, I like that device thing that we talked about last week to get the electromagnetic energy out of your house.
Yeah, yeah.
We have another caller.
Uh-huh.
Hi, thank you for calling. Who's calling?
Hello, this is Lauren. My name is Lauren. I know Stuart from online. I have a dream I'd like to hear what he thinks about.
Hi, Lauren. Go ahead.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Oh, hi, Stuart.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Listening.
Lauren,
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, great. Okay, so have you been to the Comedy Store over there?
Have I been to a comedy show?
Oh, the Comedy Store? I guess not.
On Sunset.
Oh, well, there was one in Santa Monica, which I went to, but that was closed a long time ago. I don't know if that's...
That wasn't us. Nope. Okay, we're just curious.
Okay. Yeah, I had a dream... that goes back, and I remember specifically that it was back in 2001, and it was different from any other sorts of dreams that I've had ever before. I always dream in color, and this dream was like a projection on a screen, almost like I was watching a moviola from the 30s,
mm-hmm.
And it had me, the first thing that I saw was walking behind this tall, dark, black cloaked figure deep into a house through hallways, and I was following behind him, and I was much shorter, and I was sort of hunched over. It really didn't look like me. I'm a tall woman, you know. I'm 5'9", and this, I was much shorter. This guy almost looked like Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
And even though it did not look like me, the connection was that this was me. Like, I was walking in these woman's footsteps and following this man.
Uh-huh.
And I was also in a black cloak. And he led me to a deep inner room. And I knew automatically what I was supposed to do was to bend over on the bed. And then we had a ritualistic sex act.
Uh-huh.
Right there on the bed. And, you know, there was nothing, you know, erotic about it or anything. It was very ritualistic. There was like a complete relinquishment of any will or resistance. And that was it.
Uh-huh.
That was the dream.
And when you woke up, how did you feel?
I felt very perplexed. And then I actually knew who that person was.
Uh-huh.
It was somebody that I had some contact with online. And I found out subsequently that he has quite an interesting circle of friends, many of which are high-level Satanists.
Right, right. Well, you know, I talk a lot on my website and in my books about these astral ritual ceremonies where they can actually pull your energy into the lower astral and then bring up the sexual energy and use it for themselves. And that, so really what you experienced wasn't a dream. It was like an out-of-body experience in the lower astral where your energy was being used by others. Now, I'm going to tell you, Lauren, that if you were to keep yourself in the violet protection, that would not be, you would not be able to happen.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I couldn't hear what you said.
I said if you keep yourself in the violet protection as you're going to sleep, they would not be able to do that with you. And I would also suggest that you learn the lion frequency techniques that I teach, which are very powerful protection and block these things from occurring.
Okay.
But definitely your energy was pulled into the lower astral for this ritual.
Okay, I have a question. I have thought about it a great deal since the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know at the time, have any idea what was going on. And, you know, when I was trying to figure out the dream, because I've done a lot of dream work in the past, and I had come to think that perhaps that it was a strike on my will.
It was a what?
Pardon?
I couldn't hear that part.
It was a strike or an attempt to take away my will.
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, they were trying to use your energy.
I see.
Yeah, it's like when you allow yourself to be open in a certain way, they can literally pull your energy from your body and use it. It's like an energetic vampire almost.
Oh.
And
that's why
I always stress the protection.
I mean, it's not wonderful. I mean, it's just very insightful. I appreciate that.
Well, see, that's why I always suggest the protection techniques, because then they cannot get through violet energy. It blocks all of that.
Well, I'm going to have to learn more about what you do. I just became familiar with
you. Does he wear, like, purple pajamas?
No, violet, but that would only be a visual aid. You have to use the mind.
It's so
okay.
When we're dreaming, we don't really have much control over it unless we're doing lucid dreaming.
Well, that's why I say to do protection techniques when you go to bed, and that should help you through the night, and the lion frequency will also help through the night.
Okay.
I have the protection technique templates that people can put under their pillow. I have them under my pillow, and it kind of works 24/7.
And where can I find this? Is it on your website?
Oh, yeah, it's on my website. Go to the products and services section.
Yes, okay, I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Well,
Lauren.
Thank you. I appreciate it very
sure.
much.
So when somebody's talking about these energies, can they, these energies pick up on our energies now?
Yes, they can if they tap into it. And if you allow yourself to be vulnerable, for example, a lot of people neglect to put the crown chakra violet up there, and that really protects your whole body energy.
Huh. I've been feeling pretty zapped lately. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
They're zapping us with stuff to make us kind of lethargic a little bit.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bombardment. I mean, look what happened to that Air Canada pilot the other day.
What happened? I didn't hear.
The co-pilot was a flight from Toronto to London, and over the Atlantic, he went berserk and started saying he needed to talk to God. This is a co-pilot.
Oh.
So they had to have an emergency landing in Ireland and literally drag him off.
Did they figure out what that was?
No, they never said, but of course I know that it's a triggering for programming and a bombardment.
So when you say trigger, does that mean something specifically triggers it?
Yes, it could have been an ELF or microwave pulse. He could have seen something that triggered something in his programming matrix. Could have been a lot of things.
Well, it seems very complicated. Because it's like invisible stuff we can't see.
Well, that's why I teach the deprogramming, and then you learn the clues within yourself, and you can monitor that.
So back to basics. We're born programmed in a way.
Most people are these days, because it's in the genetics at this point.
Oh.
And that's why they have certain foods that have been genetically altered that enhance the programming. And then we ingest the food, and we enhance the programming.
Oh, it's so hard to believe.
People should know what's going on out there.
Well, you're telling them.
I know.
You have a whole different reality on things than the regular people out there going to work every day.
Well, I know, but they all have to wake up.
So, changing the subject, how is San Diego looking to you? You said off the coast there's an underground shifting going on, or there's volcano?
Well, I was just checking the USGS maps this afternoon, and there was close to 200 quakes in Southern California this week alone.
Well, that's about normal.
Well, see, it's normal now, but, I mean, 10, 15 years ago, there would have been maybe 25 or 30, and now there's like 200.
Okay, so the magnetics have changed on the planet already, haven't they?
Well, the magnetic poles have shifted, not the physical poles, but the magnetic poles.
Because I heard our memories are locked in. The magnetics on the Earth keeps our memories locked in. It keeps us more grounded.
I don't know about that. I think it's individual. It depends on the person and the way their personality is.
So, now we talked about upcoming changes going on. You talked about Iraq. I got this email. There's this email being passed around that Iran or Iraq we're going to be deployed?
Well, we're in Iraq already. Iran is the next one.
Okay, so Iran, that they have all these sweeper cells, like tens of thousands all over the country. And if we go attack, you know, they're going to release them. I mean, it was like something in the email that talked about. And that actually felt true to me.
But, Sandy, let me tell you something. If that were true, they would have done that already. They're not going to wait till they attack Iran. They would just attack the U.S. now. So I don't know if that's a true thing. I've heard that by a lot over the years many times.
Because you said we're getting ready to go to war with them.
Yes, and you know what happened today with the Internet over there?
What?
All the Internet in the Middle East and Central Asia was shut down. And now who's the only one that had it? Israel. So, hello, what do you think they were up to? Yeah, they're testing something.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Sandy, you need to watch the news more.
Oh, I watch just my local KUSI news for San Diego. And then I'm online. I see, but I don't know what's true or not. I'm looking at news completely differently now.
Well, you should be.
What are they brainwashing us about, or what are they setting us up for?
Well, you should look at my news reports I have every morning. I update them on my site.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I almost feel like, you know, I'm on a mental vacation lately. There's too much information to get out there.
Yeah, but we have to pay attention.
But what good does it do?
Well, don't you want to know what's going on?
Definitely, but I don't know how that would change my world.
Well, it is your world. I mean, we are each responsible for whatever we project out there that contributes to it.
Okay, well, I know our thoughts are real, but I know each of us has our own little world that we live in.
Right, so right, and then the little world is part of the bigger world.
Right.
So if we change ourselves, we help that part of the world.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming, are you feeling anything in the near future coming up, for the, I mean, planetary-wise?
Well, like I said the last time, I do feel that this war in Iran is imminent, and what happened today just confirms that to me. All these bombardments, I see a lot of people being triggered in suicide mode. A lot of people are not feeling well, just generally not feeling well for no specific reason.
Right, lethargic.
Yeah, and I think that's just from the ELF bombardment. That's very heavy stuff going on out there.
Because normally I'm just all full of energy and, like, working on projects, and I just, in the last month, haven't felt like working on anything. You know,
well,
just cleaning out my closets, pretty much.
Really? Well, that needed to be done.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's symbolic, because that means you're cleaning out your mind.
It feels great, filling up those trash cans, and just getting to be more simple. You know, they were talking about water shortages. And and now at the border, you have to have that new ID tag that's taken effect.
That's right, yeah.
And then I heard, I had the plumber over yesterday, and he said starting in June that they're going to be coming down hard on people working here illegally. That, you know, so it's all coming down. It's going to be, feels like a little civil war thing. Oh, and then the continuing housing market, you know, it's food, everything's gone up 20%. It's just getting harder for people.
Yeah, I know. And they're making it that way on purpose so that then when they offer a solution that you wouldn't normally have accepted, you'd think it's okay.
And what would the solution, what are they trying
to? Well, for example, the solution of almost all the things you just mentioned would be the formation of the North American Union. So there are no more borders. You don't have to worry about illegal aliens or that kind of thing. And then it creates a greater economy, so the housing market picks up.
So in other words, everybody can go through the borders as they wish.
Exactly. It's like going from California to Arizona.
Right. I wonder what would happen.
Well, I think I think some ways it might be good and some ways it won't be so good.
Wow.
And they're doing that. They're building that NAFTA highway from Mexican border to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting up a warehouse for Mexican goods in Kansas City.
You know, we never hear much from Canada.
Oh, I hear from them all the time.
I mean, you do, but as far as, like, trade-wise and news-wise, we hear nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to start changing then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. See where I am, where I'm, like, right next to Canada.
You are. But it's cold up there.
Yes.
It must be so different in living in, like, a big metropolitan city and then living kind of out in the middle of nowhere a little bit. It's a huge lifestyle.
Well, we kind of like it.
I mean, I would, you know, that's my style, but...
You should come visit.
Right.
Yes.
That'd be a long car drive.
Well, the Sandy Show from Michigan, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, I was born in Detroit, Michigan.
I know, it's coming home for you.
I know. And as far as... You know, this alien invasion, when is that supposed to happen? That's made up by the government?
Well, you know, did you hear what happened today? They discovered another asteroid out there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like every day they're discovering some other object that's flying past the Earth. And obviously they're reporting on it like it's a big mystery. And then today they mentioned, speaking of spider stuff, they found a spider-like impression on the dark side of Mercury that they've never seen before.
What, like ingrained in the land?
Yeah, like on the landscape.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
and then
definitely aliens. Right?
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, that Bigfoot on Mars thing that was out this week from NASA.
What was that, Stuart?
Well, they showed this picture that looked like a Bigfoot standing on this ridge on Mars.
I saw that. Now, what was it?
Well, I mean, I think it was a contrived picture. I don't think it was real. But it was, again, to imprint alien stuff out there in preparation for the staged alien invasion.
But we're already ready because there's so much stuff on TV about aliens.
But most people out there don't look or read about that. But if they see that on CNN, they go, ah, what's that? You know, so they're imprinting a greater amount of people that way.
We live in fascinating times. I'll tell you, never a dull moment.
I know.
There's too much information. And sometimes it's good just to be quiet and just turn it all off. And just
yes,
listen,
but
listen
still,
to our...
you still need to know what's going on, I say, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
I've said that, too.
Yeah, it depends. It's just when life gets overwhelming, just turn it all off.
Yeah.
I like listening, and I'm listening, and I'm hearing something major's coming down. That's all I know.
I know. I agree. In fact, I wrote about that today on my website.
What did you write?
I said something very major is about to happen on the Earth, and people need to prepare.
Now, we're talking prepare mentally or food-wise or what?
I think in every way.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone should have enough food and water in their house to last at least 2 weeks.
Ah, okay. And on that note, so you guys run out and get 2 weeks worth of stuff. And I don't know what if the electricity is going to be shut off in our houses. Who knows?
I think people should get generators, too.
Mm-hmm. People can't afford generators.
I know, but you can get a little one at least.
What do you do with a generator? You plug it in, your stuff in there, like a big extension cord?
Yeah. It usually runs on propane. Or natural gas, and or sometimes they're solar, and it can run your refrigerator or whatever you need to survive.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we all need to be, we have to count on ourselves because we're not going to get help.
Well, that's true.
Whatever it is.
Very true. We need to be very self-sufficient.
Well, thank you, Stuart. It's 8 o'clock. Ding, ding.
Wow.
Stuart's website, expansions.com, and then there's my website, sandyshore.com, and that's Sandy with an I, and I'll be back next Thursday. Thank you, Stuart, so much, and stay warm and toasty.
I will.
I'll talk to you guys. I'll be on next week. Okay, have a great week, everybody. Okay, nighty-night.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Don't let the bedbugs bite. Bye-bye.